we are what we think, and the dhyana, meditation must happen. You can't say you are doing the meditation, all of a sudden you are meditating. Meditation has to evolve. It takes in the yoga, Ashtanga yoga, meditation, dhyana comes in the seventh level. You can't just jump into the seventh level saying that you are meditating. Deep thinking is not meditation. And having a full attention on a subject is not meditation. Someone was saying that his grandfather in 90 still remembers all cricket statistics. And he can record what happened in 1960s, 1970s, and who batted first, who won, all statistics. So attentive. We don't call that one as a meditation. A gambler whole night in the casino will be spending time in the gambling, so focused on rolling the dice, we don't call it as a meditation. Meditation is the one, doing that one, your personality must evolve, must blossom. That is called as meditation. Why meditation? Your personality has to blossom. The meditation to happen, the four haras are required in life. You have to put on four garlands. I talked in the meditation class also. One is achara, vichara, and ahara, and vihara. Achara means the routine in our life. We say, I am a very modern man. I wake up whenever I want. I sleep whenever I want. I eat whatever it comes. It is not achara. You should have a routine in your life. What time you get up, that is also routine. For example, intense yoga we do starts sharp at 6 o'clock, early morning. Getting up and coming here, itself is a health. Brahmi Muhurta, I'm getting up, doing yoga with my teacher, it itself is a health. I may not do much, but getting up and engaging my time with the teacher, that itself is a health. The achara, you need to have the discipline, routine, ethics in your life. Vichara, so when the routine is there, your thinking also higher. Achara, A-C-H-A-R-A, hara, again hara is there, vichara, thinking is there, and ahara, your thinking is dependent on the food you eat. Ahara and vihara, vihara is your time management. Time management, how you spend your time. Now Christmas time shutdown, 2 weeks, 3 weeks shutdown, I don't know when I come back on the 5th or 12th of January, I don't know what I did in Christmas break. Time flies, I don't know. Time management, a seeker should know all the four dimensions, achara, vichara, ahara, and vihara. It is called as, Shri Krishna says that, yuktahara viharasya, he talks about that one, Shri Krishna. Ahara, vihara, achara, vichara. It's important. When they are there, the achara, vichara, these four leads one to yama and niyama. Yama, niyama, yama is the four qualities, how we deal with the world. It is ahimsa, non-injury, satya, truthful. Ahimsa, satya, asteya, non-stealing, brahmacharya, higher thinking, and aparigraha, minimize your needs. I should not be a high maintenance person. To look after me, I minimize your maintenance. People say, this car is a high maintenance car. High maintenance, so much I have to spend. Lead a life such a way that you become very light, low maintenance person. If I am a high maintenance person, my demand in life increases. my expectation increases. When you are a low maintenance person, you are easy, you can adapt any situation. And niyama, the four niyamas are talked about shaucha, purity, santosha, contentment. Shaucha, santosha, tapas, able to endure the challenges, tapas, swadhyaya, you can understand, go through the challenges when you read the scriptures, swadhyaya. Swadhyaya, Ishvara Pranidhana. I talked about earlier, devotion to Lord, devotion to Yama and Niyama. When I have a routine in my life, when I abide by that one, I find a space for myself. I can sit. I can't sit in one place. I keep moving here and there. I'm so restless. I'm not myself. I'm out of place. When I'm out of place, my limbs also doesn't cooperate. Asana means when you discover the balance, yeah, code of conduct, you are established. Asana happens. When the asana is there, breathing becomes slow and smooth. With that, mind also becomes calm. Calm, the meditation for that mind. Mind also has to be managed. Arjuna asked the question, Shri Krishna, it's chanchalam hi mana Krishna balati pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham manye vayorivasadushkaram. Mind is so difficult to balance because it is all over the place, like controlling the wind. And why a mind is so all over the place, I mentioned earlier, interest should be there. You are made to do something which you are not, no interest. When I do not have an interest, mind is very challenging. Sitting is a challenge. I have no interest. And you have to develop interest when you, what you are doing. When you are interested, asakti, tanmayata is there, naturally interest will come. You have developed the interest. Asamshayam mahabaho mano durnigraham chalam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena cha grihyate. Shri Krishna talks about abhyasa and vairagya means develop interest. Have interest for yourself. I want to be a better version of myself. Tanmayata, focus and ashraya. When you are there, mind becomes calm and serene. When calm and serene, to develop the interest also, not to get interested only in cricket or my business. Business is a byproduct of your life. It should not be a goal of your life. Goal of your life must be something higher that should propel your business. Otherwise, you're so focused on your business, you will miss the focus on your life. Align your life is so, aim of the goal of your life should be such a way that so intense, it should propel your business to flourish. And yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajantyante kalevaram tam tamai vaiti kaunteya sada tadbhava bhavita. Whatever mind direction goes, you start developing interest in that one. I may end up thinking about silly things in my life. That like that person in 90s still worried about statistics. What happened in 1960 and mind, he developed interest in that one, and mind, you will get interest. Before that one, not to, you should know what I should develop interest in. Shri Krishna says, Tasma sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. Mai arpita mano buddhi mame vevishyasya asamshayaham. He talks about not to develop interest in trivial things. The goal is the highest. Other should come. Whatever other things will propel. and always think good, think positive, think of me and fight the battle of your life. The goal, Sri Krishna says, goal should be such a high that you won't miss the boat of your life. Always think good, think positive, think noble, bring the attention onto me. Tasma Sarveshu. And Sri Krishna talks about when you are doing this one, even if you are not Nahi Kalyana Krit Kaschit, Durgatim Tata Gachati. Develop interest that one. Even if you fail in that one, there is no bad. Even little bit of practice, it will help you. It's a great fear in your life. Sri Krishna says, Swalpamapyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. Bit of practice, bit of develop interest for the highest, it will help you from the great fear. Fear of what is that one? Inevitable. And Sri Krishna talks about meditation not only help us to excel. If I am a businessman, if I am an engineer, software person, or a designer, your meditation helps you to become best in whatever field you are in. And also, not only helps here, but also, prayana kale manasa chalena bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaivam bruvor madhye praname veshya samyakam satam param purusham upaiti divyam. In the, when you are doing that one, prayana, whatever you have practiced, it will come to your aid in the last minute of your life. Now, my business is finished. I closed my shop, I am leaving. I am kicking the bucket. At that time also, prayana kale, manasa achalena, mind becomes very focused. Bhaktya yukto, using the bhakti as an anchor, connect to the supreme. Yoga balena, I am so strong by the practice of yoga. Yoga not only makes me flexible, it helps you to concentrate in the last minute of your life. Yoga balena chaiva, when you are so concentrated, your focus in the last minute, Bruvor Madhye, bring your attention to, you are here not to think of your business, not to think of your family, your guest, your property, investment. Bruvor Madhye, Prana Me, Eveshya Samyak. Bring your attention onto me. When you practice, it happens. If I do not know, in the last minute, people, I know that I was beside someone about to kick off the bucket. He was saying, I want to eat apple. I want apple. I want apple, and died. We don't know that. We think it is silly. When mind is not trained, it goes to the earlier habits. I want something. Praname eveshya samyak satam purusha param purusham upayati divyam. That person attains the highest. So, meditation not only helps us here, and it will help us when we pack up and go. In the last minute also, meditation is helpful. So, goal of the meditation should be clear. We should be clear. We should have 4 achara, vichara, ahara and vihara. When combined, Bhagavad Gita is an exceptional book for the entire humanity. It gives a guide, reference book for how to lead and how to depart. Bhagavad Gita is an essential must book. It is not only for Hindus or Indians. It is a book for the whole humanity. Get enriched by this book. That book is not a time-bound book. Eternal message, irrespective of our background.